The 71 Market Basket stores in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Maine have been without fresh food and shoppers for the most part for 3 weeks now because of a wildcat strike by workers who've chosen sides in a long-running dispute between two cousins over control of the family-owned business.
The cousin I'm backing is the guy that built the business, and I helped him do that. And so I'm going to help him get it back. And, you know, if he doesn't come back, we'll be out here again.
Workers loyal to former Market Basket CEO Arthur T. DeMoulas walked off their jobs at stores and distribution warehouses after he was ousted by the board of directors. Arthur S. DeMoulas reportedly took control of the board in June. The two cousins have a long history of litigation over business disputes. A business estimated to be worth $3 billion seems to be headed down the tubes, according to Harlan Spotts, a professor in the College of Business at Western New England University.
Here you've got a supermarket chain that was probably one of the highest rated supermarket chains in the country in terms of its customer loyalty and its service that they delivered. All that is being thrown out the window over a family dispute.
Market Basket employees and customers have staged several large rallies with thousands of people demanding that Arthur T. be put back in charge of the company.
Arthur T. DeMoulas was definitely a workers' CEO. There were benefits that workers were getting under him, bonuses, educational benefits. He even went so far, what was it, last year I think I read that he cut prices kind of across the board within the supermarkets because he felt that it was more important for the customers.
It is unclear how many customers are boycotting Market Basket in protest or because they can't find the items they need to buy. In any case, stores are devoid of shoppers, who Spots said might not return if the dispute is settled and the stores are restocked.
The longer it goes on, it's not just the money that they lose, but as people begin to switch to other types of supermarkets, you know, a lot of that is a lot of shopping is habitual behavior. And if they get a new behavior pattern ingrained, then it potentially affects the customer base.
The loss of business at the Market Basket stores is trickling down to workers who stayed on the job but are now having their hours reduced. Customers may be paying higher prices to shop elsewhere, and suppliers to the supermarket chain are suffering. Frank Cheslick has 100 acres of sweet corn ready to be picked at his farm in Deerfield, but nowhere to sell it.
I never expected this. We expect floods and down corn from windstorms, but nothing like losing your whole market.
Cheslick said he's sold most of his corn to Market Basket for the last several years.
Oh, it cost me tens of thousands of dollars. It could put you right out of business. This continues like this. Yeah. It's not a fun thing.
Cheslick says he knows other farmers who are in the same boat. The Pioneer Valley Growers Association declined to comment. The Market Basket Board of Directors is said to be weighing several offers to buy the company, including one from Arthur T. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.